Can you think of a track that you would like to play?
We can just play Sex Machine.
Yeah. Go
some
for it.
James Brown. Or...
Go for it.
But I could play, you know, some Immortal Technique too, which is used for teaching. But let's do some Point of No Return.
Yeah. It's that real this time around. Immortal Technique. Revolutionary Volume 2. It's on now, motherfucker. Lock and load. This is the point of no return. I can never go back. Life without parole. Upstate, shackled and trapped. Living in the hole, looking at the world through a crack. But fuck that. I'd rather shoot it out than get clapped. I've gone too far. There ain't no coming back for me. Auschwitz gas chamber full of Zyklon B. Just like the Spanish exterminating Tainos. Raping the black and Indian women. Creating Latinos. Motherfuckers made me out of self-righteous hatred. And now you got yourself a virus. Stuck in the matrix. A suicide bomber. Strapped and ready to blow. Lethal injection, strapped down, ready to go. Don't you understand, they'll never let me live out in peace. Concrete jungle, guerrilla war out in the streets. Nat Turner with the sickle, pitchfork and machete. The end of the world, motherfucker, you not ready. This is the point of no return and nobody can stop it. Malcolm Little when he knelt before Elijah Muhammad. The comet that killed the dinosaurs, changing the earth. They love to criticize, they always say I change for the worse. Like prescription pills when you misusing them, nigga. The Templar Knights when they took Jerusalem, nigga, and figured out what was buried under Solomon's temple. Al-Aqsa, the name is not coincidental. I know too much, the government is trying to murder me. No coming back, like cutting your wrists open vertically. How could the serpent be purposely put in charge of the country? Genetic engineered sickness spread amongst me. My people are so hungry that they attack without reason. Like a fucking dog ripping off the hand that feeds him. Immortal Technique is treason to the Patriot Act. So come and get me, motherfucker, cause I'm not coming back. This is the point from which I can never return, and if I back down now, then forever I burn. This is the point from which I can never retreat, cause if I turn back now, there can never be peace. This is the point from which I will die, succeed, live in the struggle. I know I'm alive when I bleed. From now on, it can never be the same as before, cause the place that I'm from doesn't exist anymore. This is the point of no return, nigga, you better believe this. Mary Magdalene giving birth to the children of Jesus. The evolution of the world, bloody and dramatic. Human beings killing monkeys to conquer the planet. The kingdoms of Africa and Mesopotamia. Machine gunning your body with depleted uranium. This is the age of microchips and titanium. The dark side of the moon in contact with aliens. I started out like Australians, criminal minded. Broke into hell, tore it down and built a city behind it. Southpaw, murderous methodology, nigga. Remember that I'm just a man, don't follow me, nigga. Cause once you pass the point, you can never go home. You gotta face the possibility of dying alone. So tell me, motherfucker, how could you die for the throne when you don't even got the fucking heart to die for your own? It rains acid, one day the earth will cry from a stone, and you'll be looking at the world living inside of a dome. Computerized humanity living inside of a clone. This is the place where the unknown is living and real. Wormwood, the planet X and the seventh seal. Universal truth is not measured in mass appeal. This is the last time that I kneel and pray to the sky, cause almost everything that I was ever told was a lie. This is the point from which I can never return, and if I back down now, then forever I burn. This is the point from which I can never retreat, cause if I turn back now, there can never be peace. This is the point from which I will die, succeed, live in the struggle. I know I'm alive when I bleed. From now on, it can never be the same as before, cause the place that I'm from doesn't exist anymore.
There's a lot of ground in that song.
It does, doesn't it? From 2002 or 3 maybe.
Okay, yeah. So like just at the cusp of the Iraq War.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And Immortal Technique, his family is from Peru, but he grew up in New York, so he's one of the main underground hip-hop artists. And
so, I mean, you made a point earlier about how this has always been happening, and I guess it's really important to note that there's always been a sort of assigned space for black or non-white cultural production. Does that cross over into academia writing?
In terms of the space, I think it does, because, for instance, if you think in terms of black studies, right? I mean, you have black studies, you have Chicana studies inside of thinking about the U.S. mostly. and or indigenous studies, and you can see that there is an expectation of what Black, indigenous, Latino scholars will write about. So if they try to do something else, like, you know, talking about the theory of value, like what's happened to me so many times, people like look like, what are you talking about? You are coming out of your space. And you are not supposed to be talking about those things because, you know, that is your... It is part of the centrality that culture has acquired in the past 25 years or so, that, you know, it has cultural difference has entered in so many different spaces that it creates a space. Then at the same time, it holds you, it holds you at in both ways.
So do you still hold the argument that maybe cultural difference should not be assumed or racial difference should not be assumed? Is there a way that we can...
As I was saying, in the moment of critique, we have to, because they have it fast, like Immortal Technique describes them in a very dramatic way. So we cannot just say they don't exist and assume that, you know, universalism or cosmopolitanism, whatever. But then at the same time, we need to think the world, you know, it's a point of no return. You gotta think it differently, especially now that in a very perverse way, cultural difference and racial difference is coming back in the U.S. with Trump and then, you know, this new version of European nationalism is everywhere, which is activating white supremacy and European culture. So we can't ignore it, but we have to point at, you know, how it works, and then at the same time try to get out of this thing, because it's bloody.